You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with writer-director John Patrick Shanley. Oscar winner Shanley has always yearned to explore his Irish heritage. With the release of his sweeping romantic comedy, Wild Mountain Time, Shanley highlights a world of rich tradition, family, and beauty. Set in the Irish countryside, Wild Mountain Time tells the story of two star-crossed lovers who struggle to overcome the silence and the land that lies between them. In this one-on-one, we get to speak to Shanley about the mythology of Irish storytelling, what it means to be something that you're not, and the differences between Irish and American cultures. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish.
I think I'm recording. Zoom life. John, thank you so much for chatting with me. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking the time. Wild Mountain Time is a beautiful film. It's sweeping. It's a delight to see. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
I was wondering where you got the idea for the film.
Yeah, well, my father was an Irish immigrant, came to this country when he was 24, and he grew up on a farm in Central Ireland. That's still in my family. And he would go back after a certain point every year to visit his brother and their family. And at a certain point, he got a little old to go by himself. And so he drafted me as his driver. And I started to go with him. And the first time I went to the farm and pulled up, he said, "You got to get out. You got to open these gates." And so I open up this big farm gate, drive in, and he says, "Yeah, now you got to close that gate." I close the gate. He said, "Now you got to drive through the second one, and then you got to get out and close that gate too." I'm like, "Okay." So I did that, and then we got to the house. I said, "You know, what's that thing with the gates to get into your house?" And they said, "Well, we don't own the land in between those gates." I said, "But it's only 20 feet. It couldn't possibly do anybody else any good. Why don't you just buy it?" And they changed the subject. And that's when I knew I had plenty of room as a writer to figure out what I thought the two gates were about. And it was sort of the original prompt for the story of what I did first, which was a play called Outside Mullingar, which we did on Broadway. And then as a film with Wild Mountain Time. So I had my family in Ireland who were incredibly colorful and very well and interestingly spoken, and these peculiarities as the sort of basis to write the play and then the film.
Yeah, the gates are so interesting because you're so close, and it feels like so close and yet so far at the same time. That a very small distance can create, which is great for. Well, not great, but I mean, clearly in Rosemary and Anthony's relationship throughout the film. I was wondering what it was about Emily and Jamie that you knew that they would be your Rosemary and Anthony.
Well, I started with Jamie. You know, I said I want a dark, brooding, romantic lead, and if possible, Irish. And that basically narrowed the field down to one person in the world, and that was Jamie Dornan, who is Irish and does have this kind of brooding quality and is a romantic lead. So that was in, and I offered it to him, and we talked, and he was on board. And then Emily was just really more of a cavalier thought. Because Emily at that time was the number one female box office star in the world from Return of Mary Poppins and A Quiet Place. And for her to sign on to this eccentric $5.5 million film was certainly a long shot at best. And we sent her the script, and she called 2 days later and said, "I want to do it." And then the day after that, Chris Walken called and said, "I want to do it." Who knew? You know, it was just, she's a musician. So I knew that she would have a really good ear to do the dialect, which she did. And also that she sings this song. And I knew she'd do a good job with that. And I had a sense that she would be a great partner for Jamie, because she's not just a pretty young thing. She's a very substantial woman with a first-class brain. And Jamie is very intelligent. And I thought, if nothing else, they would bond on that level. It turned out they bond on many levels.
Yeah, they're great. The Ireland of Self is almost a character within the film, and it's just stunning. What was it to you that you most wanted to bring out about Ireland in this piece?
Well, that there's something, you know, there's a phrase that she uses right at the end of the film. She said, the Holy Land of Ireland, that there is something about Ireland that moves people, that affects people spiritually, and that the land contains a kind of beauty. I remember some days I would look at this green farm and I would just find myself thinking, it's so green, over and over again. And actually, like, I feel like if I ate some of that, I would be a better person for it. There's a nutrition coming out of the land that the camera certainly feeds off of.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And there's something about the film, too. You talk about it being almost spiritual, the land, but there's also this mythology about Ireland and storytelling. I was wondering what it is that you think about the Irish storytelling that is so important to its core.
I think that at some point in the dim past in Ireland, it was raining, and it was raining for like 8 months, and they were in their little houses, and they had no TVs or radios or phones or anything like that, and they had nothing to occupy them but to tell stories in sometimes a monochromatic environment, that outside that window, it was just not welcoming for months at a time. And they got into the habit of going into reveries and telling detailed and eccentric stories that would get you by the buttonhole and keep your attention. And then there's just something else that nobody can understand about, you know, there's something about the Irish people that they have a peculiar gift of language. They just do, especially in the country, much more than in the city.
That's interesting. So there's a division between city and country.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Well, speaking about differences too, I love the dialogue between Ireland and the U.S. in here. And John is just so much fun to watch. John's always fun to watch, but I mean, in this particular film, you've had lots of experience in both nations. I was wondering, what are the primary differences between the U.S. and Ireland that you've experienced?
Well, I can't speak for the whole of Ireland because, sure. I mean, I've done some traveling there, but the place that I've spent the vast majority of my time is on that farm. Every time I went directly to the farm, except for one road trip I took all around Ireland. I knew it was vanishing. And I knew that it was precious. So I wanted to steep myself in that. When I went for the first time, I went into their kitchen, a small farm kitchen, I felt my own clothing and size and gregariousness, that my clothes were new, and that the way that they related to me was different than the way that I related to them. And I began to see myself. And the myself I saw is represented by John Hamm. Mm. And then I go over and I represent more my uncle's point of view and my cousin's point of view, looking back at John Hamm, which is me. That's one of the tricks that a writer gets to do. That's one of the ways we trick ourselves into actually seeing ourselves.
That's interesting. So can you talk a little bit about that? When you talk about tricking yourself into seeing yourself, because you've written such wonderful work.
Thank you.
What is it about writing that offers such self-exploration at the same time as dialoguing outside yourself?
Well, you know, years ago, for a very long time, I was part of a playwrights group, and we would meet once a week and read each other's work out loud. And then after we did that, we would go out to dinner. And this was a really kind of great experience, and I looked forward to it, and I still think about it, about how lovely it was. And it, in part, was because all of the people, there'd be like 12 of us at dinner, and everybody at that table spent their whole lives exercising their multiple point of view quality. Mm. So they were all really reasonable people, because they all knew that their point of view was not the only point of view. And it's almost a thing that makes a playwright a playwright. Mm. And a screenwriter the same. That you are able to go over. Somebody asked me one time about how to write the snap out of it scene in Moonstruck. I said, well, I was living in a tenement in Washington Heights, and I was Loretta, and then I was Ronnie, and I would stand up from the desk and I would play the thing, and I'd turn around and I'd, what did you just say to me? And I would do that. And that's kind of what we do.
Also, that would be fascinating to be your neighbor in those moments.
They definitely sometimes heard like what sounded like a big fight.
That's fantastic. I could just imagine you embracing Moonstruck and having the neighbors wondering, who's he got over?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, and, you know, there's a line in the film I thought was interesting, too. It says, everybody thinks they're something they're not.
Yes.
I was just wondering, do you think that's true?
Oh, yes, I do think that's true. And, you know, most of the plays and films I've done, I couldn't tell you. If you said to me, what's the theme of this story? I couldn't boil it down, you know, not like that. But in this one, I can. It is that line. Everybody thinks they're something they're not. You know, when I walk down the street and a person passes me who I don't know, and they glance at me for 1 second, they see something about me that I will never see. You know, we all have illusions that we're older or younger or more charming or less charming or more intelligent or less intelligent than we actually are. It's impossible to see yourself. You can't jump up in the air and whip around fast enough to catch yourself being yourself. We need other people for that. And that's why community is so important.
Mm, I love that. I love that. That's so interesting. Yeah, because community does provide so much more to the perspective. Not just to ourselves, but our lives.
Yeah. And it keeps us from drifting off into outer space.
Yeah. Yes.
Just our own fancies, you know.
John, this is such a privilege. It is such a privilege to chat with you about the film. I genuinely found it just a lovely piece. It had that charm of a sweeping romance, and yet it was quirky and close isn't the word, intimate is the word I'm looking for at the same time. So I really do appreciate the chance to speak with you. Thank you so much. It's a real privilege.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, and happy holidays.
Yes, and to you, okay. Happy holidays. All right. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Be well.
Oh, my dog is saying goodbye.